You are listening to a Sunday sermon from St. Thomas Episcopal Church in Bellevue, Washington. We are a community that seeks God's presence, serves Christ in others, and grows together in faith. Welcome to our podcast. The following sermon was preached on the fifth Sunday in Lent, April 2nd, 2017, by the Reverend Lex Breckenridge, rector at St. Thomas.
This beautiful story of the raising of Lazarus is a story about grief. It's also a story about love, but first, it's a story about grief. It begins with Mary and Martha, sisters in the midst of the experience of grief and loss. And their grief is amplified because their friend Jesus didn't come when they called him. They imagined that if Jesus had showed up on time, their brother might not have died. So along with grief and loss, it's also a story about blame. Blame often accompanies grief. In the midst of the pain of loss, we often want to assign blame to push away the pain. Lord, if you'd been here, my brother would not have died. You notice that Martha and Mary both say this to Jesus at different points. Jesus, if only you had come when we called you, my brother would not have died. Martha and Mary, of course, aren't the only ones who are experiencing grief and loss. Jesus is also experiencing grief and loss at the death of his friend. Jesus began to weep, we're told, as he approached the tomb of Lazarus. The one who, in John's Gospel, is presented as the Lord of heaven and earth, weeps at the death of his friend. The Lord of heaven and earth himself experiences the pain, the sorrow, the suffering of human loss. Grief is as much a part of what it means to be human as joy. And joy we welcome. Grief we want to push away. But we need both joy and grief to have the experience of being fully human. David White is one of my favorite living poets. David lives on Whidbey Island, and if you ever have an opportunity to hear him read his poetry, run, don't walk, to get there. Here's a short poem of his called The Well of Grief. Those who will not slip beneath the still surface on the well of grief, turning downward through its black water to the place we cannot breathe, we'll never know the source from which we drink, the secret water cold and clear, the secret water cold and clear, the secret water cold and clear. Nor find in the darkness glimmering the small round coins thrown by those who wished for something else. What a beautiful and profound image. At the bottom of the well of grief is the source of life, the secret water, cold and clear. But you have to slip deeply into the well. You have to slip into the well to the point where you feel like you can't breathe. If you stand outside of the well, throwing your coins in, hoping for a different result, you're going to miss out. And does running and hiding from grief ever lessen the pain of grief? I don't think so. In fact, slipping into the well of grief, going all the way down, means you're fully alive. So the story of the raising of Lazarus is a story about grief and loss. The grief of Martha and Mary and the grief of Jesus too. Jesus' experience of grief, God's experience of human grief, means that we are never, ever, ever alone in our grief. God knows the pain of our grief. And this is also a story about love. about how love breaks into the midst of grief and loss. I am the resurrection and I am life, Jesus says. And then he turns to Martha and asks her if she believes him. Yes, Lord, I believe, she says. You remember last week when we said that the turning point of the story of the healing of the man born blind wasn't the healing itself? No, the turning point was the man's declaration to Jesus, yes, Lord, I believe. Something similar is going on here. Martha says, yes, Lord, I believe that you are resurrection. Yes, Lord, I believe that you are life. You know, in John's gospel, faith isn't about agreeing with a set of propositions. It's not about, you know, checking off on a set of doctrines or dogmas. No, faith is believing. Faith is trusting in Jesus as the Word made flesh. Trusting that in Jesus, God has come into the world. Faith is when we come into relationship with Jesus and allow Jesus' life to be the pattern for our own lives. Allow Jesus' life to be the blueprint for our lives. Drawing close to Jesus' heart, we draw close to God's heart. And when Martha and Mary do that, when they draw closer to Jesus' heart, you see, grief becomes joy. In John's gospel, Jesus works 7 miracles. Now, these miracles are signs of how God in Christ works in the world, and the one we read this morning is the last of these. Now, these miracles aren't important as miracles per se. I mean, Lazarus, after all, will eventually die human death. No, these miracles are signs of God's action in the world. And the raising of Lazarus is Jesus' last sign. This resurrection of Lazarus is the last sign before Jesus enters Jerusalem to face his own death. And it's the final sign that the Lord of heaven and earth is also the Lord over death. When we allow Jesus to walk alongside of us through the pain of grief and loss and death, we carry with us our hope for resurrection and new life. I'll share a story with you about grief and loss and love. I had a brother named Tommy who was 18 months younger than I. He was happy, filled with life and energy. He was a very sweet toddler. He was also a Down syndrome child. My mom and dad used to tell me that Tommy and I were inseparable. And then the summer that I was 3, Tommy caught pneumonia and died. A terrible loss that was the source of considerable grief in our family. And then, in November of that very same year, 4 of my cousins, whose ages ranged from 6 to 18 months, were killed in a tragic accident. I mean, you can only imagine the grief that was in my family. Now, I certainly had to imagine the grief because to this day, I have no conscious memory of either of these events. Of course, I would have experienced the deep pain of separation and loss from my dearly loved brother and those cousins whom I played with 2 or 3 times a week. But I don't have any memory of that either. Now, fast forward to my college years, the summer I was 20. I was working as a counselor at the Diocese of West Virginia summer camp, a place called Peterkin, which is much like our Camp Houston here in the Diocese of Olympia. It's a place of sublime natural beauty in the Allegheny Mountains, near the headwaters of the Potomac River, in the eastern panhandle of West Virginia, just a couple of hours from Washington, D.C. One late summer evening, I found myself seated on a rough-hewn log bench on a hilltop, overlooking verdant farmland. In the distance, I could see the south branch of the Potomac River rising out of the Alleghenies. The gentle breeze, the hum of the cicadas, a farmer in the distance cutting summer wheat. The whole scene was speaking to me deeply of the glory of creation. I remember that scene and that feeling to this day. I remember it like it happened yesterday. And then completely without warning, completely out of the blue, I began to cry. I mean, to really cry. And at first, for a few minutes, I couldn't understand what was going on. Then, again, without warning, I saw my brother Tommy's face. And then I saw the faces of my four cousins. All of these faces that I only knew consciously through old photographs. And gradually I realized what was happening. I was grieving. Consciously grieving. Consciously grieving tragic events of pain and loss that had happened many years before. It was really cathartic to finally grieve openly and consciously. And then as the tears stopped, I began to experience an intensity of light and a sense of deep and powerful peace. A sense that all was well. A sense that Tommy and Roberta and Billy and Robbie and Mary Beth were well. A sense that they were whole and that I was whole. A sense that they were at peace and I was at peace. I knew that they were with Jesus, just like I was with Jesus. That knowing of the deep peace of Jesus that I experienced in the midst of grief and loss was and is a knowing deep in my bones, deep in my soul. In the midst of grief and loss, Jesus was there. Jesus was there carrying me down into the well of grief, carrying me to the secret water, cold and clear. The source of my life and the lives of Tommy and my dear cousins. But I had to go down all the way down, down through the black water of the well of grief to find that source of new life, to find resurrection. As we follow Jesus through Holy Week, we will be following him down into the well of grief. As he says goodbye to his friends, and as he's betrayed by one of them, and then abandoned by the rest of them, we'll follow him through his unjust trial and his brutal execution. We'll follow Jesus all the way down, through the black water, cold and clear, all the way down to the bottom of the well of grief, all the way down to resurrection and new life. Now that's what we mean when we say Jesus is the pattern or the blueprint for our lives. Jesus has pioneered the path for us. Down, 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 all the way down into the well of grief, which is the only way to new life. Amen.
For more information about St. Thomas Episcopal Church, please visit our website, www.stthomasmedina.org. That's www.stthomasmedina.org.